Hello, Contractor Fight. This is Steve. I come to you with another short little podcast on sort of my mindset running businesses. I ran four of them, made a boatload of money on three of them, lost my ass on one of them. That was the one I learned the most from, the one my loss. So we'll talk about that somewhere in the future. But for right now, I want to talk to you about an important topic that I heard on a podcast the other day. And trust me, I still listen to podcasts. I'm down to just part-time coaching in this group now. I have no other jobs. I've sold all my companies off and I retired last October 1st. And so what are we, 8, 9, 10 months? I've read 22 books and I still listen to a ton of business podcasts, a lot of self-help stuff. Because hey, my philosophy, as is a lot of people, is you either thrive on the vine or die on the vine. There's no in between. So I keep pushing myself so I can just constantly get better and be happier. So I want to talk to you about something that's pretty deep today, and it's called reacting versus responding. So this is when someone says something to you, whether it's someone calls you a dickhead and the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, or someone tells you, oh, that price is too high, or I want to think it over, and you're thinking, well, that's total bullshit, you know. So in your head, you have to you hear the situation, see the situation, you have to react or respond. And I heard a great quote. It says, when you react, that makes you a slave to the other person. But when you respond, you make them your slave. Think about that. And what we're talking about is when a situation crops up and you have to do something about it to keep the ball rolling, hopefully in your direction, you have to stop, think about it, formulate the best answer. And quite honestly, your first answer in your head is that pouncing, that, you know, caveman pouncing, several million years old DNA that's built into all of us, just reacting. Like there's a saber-tooth tiger, run away or climb a tree or do something. Okay. What I'm asking you to do is just don't come up with the first thing that you feel and let it just fall out of your mouth. I'm asking you to think about it for a split second. Think about one or two or three responses and pick the best one. I mean, think about this statement. If you could do that for the rest of your life, literally, every time anybody asks you something or a situation occurs, instead of blurting out the first reaction words that come into your brain, you actually stop and think for a second. And it literally takes only a second, maybe two, to go, oh, this is the best response for that situation. Now, if you did that each and every time, how much better would your life be at the very end than if you just do what you're doing now, which is just throwing up all over people? I mean, this is how, you know, bar fights get started. This is how used car salesmen who want to throw up all the attributes of this car all over the customer, you know, it's just what they're used to. It's in their DNA. It's the way they handle every situation. And it doesn't serve them well. So what I'm really talking about is mind control. I mean, think about this. If you can slow your brain down and get your brain to do what you want it to do, like by consciously thinking about what you want to do instead of subconsciously blurting shit out, that's what I'm talking about. I had a situation. I'll give you a real life situation. And this happened to me, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. About 6 years ago, we started, in addition to my pond company, we started a lighting, outdoor low voltage lighting company. And I went to the big 800-pound gorilla lighting guy in my area, and we knew each other because, you know, I see him at all the shows and we talk, and he runs a real business like I run a real business, except he's slightly more helter-skelter than I am. And I said, I took him to lunch and I took my top two guys with me. I said, look, just so you know, I want you to hear from me. I'm going to start a lighting company. And generally, whatever market I start a company in, if I already have an existing company, that's generally the 800-pound gorilla in the industry for my market. And so people know me. And so I just went to him and I said, look, I'm going to start this company. And what the way I'd like it to work is, you know, if when I get the medium to small jobs, I'm new at this, I'll do those. But if I get these big jobs, I just want to give them to you. And you just, I'll just pass them directly to you. I don't need a finder's fee or anything. I just, you know, you just do your thing. And he thought, well, that's fantastic. So I was like, but I got a couple of things. I'm going to build a website and I don't have any pictures for websites. So I'd like to use a few of yours since you're going to be the beneficiary. Of course, he has a beautiful website with beautiful, you know, landscape lightings. They take fantastic pictures. He says, sure. When I get home, I'll email my person in North Carolina and they'll email you a boatload of pictures, use them all, and let's try to give this thing a go. Well, first off, if you are going to start a new business or anybody's going to start a new business, think about that, the mindset and the concept of calling up the top competitor and taking them out to a nice lunch with your top guys with you so they can see what you're doing and talk to them about what your intentions are. Who the hell would do that? The answer, almost no one. See, I want to thrive in business. And if I'm going to open up a new business in a new industry, I'm going to go find that 800-pound gorilla, the biggest, baddest person in that industry, and I'm going to get to know them because I'm going to compete against them and I'm going to work with them. And hopefully we can work as a, you know, kind of as a team together, maybe work on jobs together, things like that. So what I am is very open and very direct and very honest and very respectful. And everybody appreciates those things. So that meeting we had at lunch went fantastic. Well, let's fast forward now 3 years. So now I'm bringing this, you know, new lighting company along. We're doing okay. Not great, but doing okay. And he calls me up and he starts to yell at me. His name is Mark. I'm like, Mark, what's going on, man? He goes, you stole all these pictures. I went on your website. I saw pictures of my work on your website, blah, blah, blah. And he's just railing on the phone. And I remember I'm hiking in the woods. And I remember thinking to myself, I felt the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Because all I wanted to say, hey, look, buddy, you gave me those pictures. Quit fucking yelling at me. You know, this is bullshit. This is no way for two human beings to react. Especially if you both consider yourself business people. Business people don't scream at each other like that, like six-year-olds, which is exactly what he was being. So I remember as he was screaming to me, I started to, you know, the emotions inside were starting to well up. And I'm like, you know, Steve, you are a professionally trained wordsmith. Because with all my years of coaching now, I put together words that convince people to buy from me. So I'm like, Steve, you have to be able to come up with the right set of words to calm this man down. Now, I'm thinking all this as he's screaming at me on the phone. So I've totally emotionally detached myself from his bullshit because it was his bullshit. It was not me. I didn't steal any pictures. I didn't do anything that I didn't tell him I was going to do. And so I just said to myself, hey, Mark, what would you like me to do to rectify this situation? That's all I said. Will you take those goddamn pictures off mine, off your website, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, I'll have it done. I could probably have it all done within an hour, and I'll send you a text and tell you it's done. Oh, great. Thanks. Click. Great. So I did it, and I sent him an email. I said, Mark, I've taken all the pictures down, but by the way, I've attached the email that you sent me 3 years ago with all the pictures on it, telling me to use them all and good luck with the new business. Can't wait to work together. And of course, he emailed me back and apologized to the for the whole thing, but we were done. I didn't need his pictures anymore. I had enough of my own pictures. But the point was, that situation started with him feeling like he was really taken advantage of and wrong, screaming at me, to him apologizing to me. I mean, how often does that really happen? Not that often. Had I not taken control of my mind and my words and my emotions and my feelings, calmed them all down, and brought a sense of rational thinking to the whole conversation.
Fighters, I want to tell you about an opportunity to grow your business to eight figures and beyond. In October of 2023, I will be keynoting at the Contractor Summit in Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to invite you to join me and several other kick-ass contractors as we guide you to create a strong five-year vision that's going to explode your business and profits. You're going to learn how to scale properly and not just creating a bigger mess, right? The last thing you want to do is scale a turd. So let's teach you how to scale properly. You're going to learn your numbers at a deeper level that will show, and we're also going to show you how to manage and lead your business by the numbers. So get your emotions out of it, okay? Or what about some real life, live coaching and Q&A up on the stage to help you with your current issues right now? There's all that and a bunch more stuff coming your way over the course of 3 days down in Jacksonville, Florida. So guys, go to thecontractorfight.com/Florida-summit. Come hang out with me and a bunch of other FWs. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.
So that's what I'm telling you. Do not react, respond. And that is a perfect. I normally wanted to reach through the phone, grab that motherfucker and punch his lights out. That's how you're doing it. But you need to, next time you feel the hair going up on your forearms and the back of your, and you just want to jump at someone, take a big breath. Understand that you are a wordsmith. You have the talent. You do. To diffuse a situation. Mind and thought control is very powerful. You want to be your own boss? Learn how to control yourself. You know it when you get in a fight. Every time you get in a fight, let's just take the fight you have with your spouse. Oh my God. You say shit to each other that, you know, you wouldn't say to anybody else. But in the heat of the moment, it all comes flying out. Of course, yeah, you're remorseful. You want to make it up to them and you want to apologize and so on and so forth, because you, had you been able to control yourself and your mind and your situation, you can respond to them and not simply react to them. Now, what does this have to do with business and sales? Because you're going to get the same hooey answers back every time you go, well, that's a job, but we could do all that job and it costs $30,000. And they go, oh, I thought it was 3,000. And you want to go, what freaking planet do they live on that they think they can get their entire house painted for $3,000? So, but you can't say that. You can't even feel that. You know, when your emotion goes up, your intelligence goes down. I want to say that again. That's another Warren Buffett comment. When your emotions are high, your intelligence is low. So when you get riled up and you start reacting at people or situations or things, you are not a very smart person. You're not doing the right thing. You're not doing the smart thing. So how did I learn to react? Because I have put myself in so many uncomfortable conversations, and I've learned how to ask the proper questions. And in response, I just shut my mouth and I let them answer. I take a few things they're saying and I say, okay, let's talk more about that. So I'm having their conversation with them. And it's going because if these are words coming right out of their mouths that I'm using, they're willing to continue on and continue on. And I just take that conversation right down the path that I want to take it. So I'm taking their conversation down my path, and we both end up in the same place, which generally is them giving me a deposit check. So this is called practice. I practice this, you know, role-playing these conversations or trying to sell to pretend clients, which are other contractors, and vice versa. And you just let yourself constantly be put, you know, if you role play back and forth with other contractors, you play the customer, they play the contractor, and you get tough on each other, you start to learn words and phrases and things to say, when to shut up, when to speak. This is all good stuff. And they critique you back. Well, I've done this thousands and thousands of times with literally hundreds and hundreds of people. So there's very few things that you could ever do or say to me that I couldn't just stop, take a big breath, calm myself down, and hit you with just a zinger question that would make you stop in your tracks and think. And therefore, then we can reignite the conversation on a civil scale. So remember, when you react to them, you are their slave. When you respond to them, they are yours. Thanks a lot. I know this is short and sweet, but this concept is really powerful. And if you can learn to do this, your life is going to be so much better than it ever otherwise would have been. This is Steve with the Contractor Fight. Thanks. Have a fantastic week.